Johnny, stop that right now. Do you have today's top tenuous for the teeth?
I do.
Was this interesting?
Yeah, some quite interesting tales here.
By the way, will the gum smacking stop? No, it's going to carry on for 10 months. Give us number 10.
In at number 10, it's Rich. I had to have all my milk teeth snapped off as they fused to the ones coming through. At number 9, it's Mark. My brother entered a dentistry competition and won a meal with Jimmy Savile. At number 8, it's Amy. I broke my front tooth in a kissing injury when I was 14. I now have a veneer. At 7, it's Catherine. I had an orthodontist called Mr. Hurt. At number 6, it's Sally. Whilst paddling at Tenby last summer, the top set of a pair of false teeth floated by my 4-year-old, causing him to run out of the water screaming. At 5, it's Alison. I broke my older brother's front tooth with a fireside poker. It was self-defence during a play fight about 25 years ago. He's just had to pay £300 to have it repaired again. At 4, it's Mimi. During a visit to my dentist when I was 12, my dentist removed my tooth and then dropped it down my throat by accident. I swallowed it. And then spent the rest of the day at the hospital having x-rays to check where it had gone. At 3, it's Leo. I once had someone else's front tooth surgically removed from my scalp after clashing heads in a football match. At 2, it's JC. When I was 11, my orthodontist said he'd never seen anyone with a bite as similar to a prehistoric horse as mine. I now have lovely straight teeth. And at number 1, it's an anonymous texter, quite deliberately from London. I'm married to a girl whose parents, sister and brother-in-law are all dentists. About a month ago, I accidentally swallowed a crown, but I'm so afraid of dental work, I still haven't told my wife.
Well, there's all that free dentistry on the doorstep
there. Exactly, but he's so scared.
Johnny, let's have a look at your teeth. Oh, they're pretty good, aren't they?
They're all right.
Pretty proud of those. They're more than all right. They're brilliant. Did you brace as a kid?
No.
Just naturally great teeth.
I'm very lucky.
You're very lucky indeed, aren't you?
I am.
Congratulations. At least in that aspect of your life.
Yes. I celebrate my dentures.
9:10. Radio 2 time. Michael Bublé. And after this, the brilliant Father Brian Darcy. If you haven't heard him before, please do stay tuned.